So Liaquat Ahmed joins us. He's the author of Lords of Finance, The Bankers Who Broke the World. He's on the line from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Mr. Ahmed.
Good morning.
The book Lords of Finance is probably the best narrative on what happened during the Great Depression back in the 1930s. And the reason we asked you to come on the program this morning is as the G20 gather in Pittsburgh, there's a couple of things going on that either should alarm them or perhaps make them feel good. You would have a better perspective on this than I would. But gold is trading close to a record. It's up 25% since last November. Gold is high. If you read The Lords of Finance, you realize that a year after the stock market crash in 1929, there were some headlines that a turnaround was happening. Yet, as you describe in your book, the Great Depression happened because world leaders stayed with the gold standard, which was the commodity that underwrote all of the currencies in the industrialized world back then. They stayed with that gold standard way too long, and it caused a collapse that happened really almost 2 years after the financial meltdown on Wall Street in 1929. Do you see any parallels today?
Absolutely none. I mean, basically, the leaders in the 1920s were in the position of 18th century doctors who thought the best way to deal with a sick patient was to draw blood. And we haven't learned a lot in economics, but we have learned that you don't take a sick patient and draw blood. That just that makes the patient more sick.
Now, of course, there'll be lots of congratulations in Pittsburgh today, but I went back and read your book again just to be certain on this. And my question to you is, certainly the nations of the world, whether they're smarter or healthier today than they were back in the 1930s, are sticking with a kind of dollar standard. We're not in a gold standard, but we are underwriting the global economy by using the dollar. Is that wise at this point?
There's actually really no alternative to the dollar at the moment. I think it's we're going to have to live with it and sort of work around it. But I don't think that's a problem. I mean, the problem in the 20s and 30s was there wasn't enough gold. The problem now is that there's probably too many dollars out there. And one of the reasons why, as you said, gold prices are going up is because people fear there's too many dollars out there and the dollar will go down, and therefore people are using gold as a safety mechanism.
Of course, fluctuations in the dollar for that very reason do have ripple effects throughout the global economy. Can the G20 leaders do anything about dollar fluctuations? I believe the dollar hit a 52-week low yesterday.
You know, in many respects, they need the dollar to go down. I mean, one of the problems of the previous previous boom, let's say from 2003 to 2008, was that it was completely dependent on the U.S. consumer. And as a consequence, the world economy got very imbalanced. The U.S. consumer was spending too much money. We were importing too much. And China became a sort of export machine all geared around the U.S. consumer. We can't do that anymore because one of the byproducts of that was the U.S. consumer got too much into debt. So we're going to need a much more balanced economy with less consumption in the U.S., less exports out of China. And the only way to achieve that is for the dollar to go down and not so much against Europe, but against the Chinese currency, the renminbi, has to go up. So the dollar has to go down and the renminbi has to go up.
Now, is that to say that G20 leaders will actually be attempting to enforce that in Pittsburgh, or will they be sidestepping it and trying to avoid the elephant in the room?
They will avoid the elephant in the room. They will talk about moving to a more balanced global economy, and the U.S. has sort of laid that down as a marker. They will not explicitly say that in order to achieve that, the dollar has to go down and the renminbi has to go up. But that's the implicit message.
But that makes me sad then, because you started out this conversation saying there are no parallels. And I go with you there, and that the bankers today and world leaders today are much smarter about, dealing with recessions and financial fluctuations. Yet, if they ignore the elephant in the room, and the gold standard was the elephant back in the 1930s, We're going to hit some bumps moving forward, and I just wonder who is in a position to help us then.
You know, I don't think they're going to ignore the elephant in the room. They're just not going to sort of headline it. And they're going to be talking about, they certainly talk about it in private. And it's, you know, I think they need to move delicately because they basically have to agree about this. And it is a problem for China. I mean, China has a massive employment issue. And so far, the only way they've managed to employ the tens or hundreds of millions of people entering the labor force is through this export machine. And China needs to develop a sort of new economic model. And they get it. You know, they understand they have to do it. But it's hard to turn on a dime. So that's what I think the debate is really more about timing and rather than actually the direction the world economy has to go.
Well, Liaquat Ahmed, let's leave this conversation with this then. The world leaders in April, when they gathered in London, talked very much about this is a new step. This is a historic moment. We can't do business as usual. And not that we focus on Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran much for economic advice. He did say yesterday, it's no longer possible to inject thousands of billions of dollars of unreal wealth into the world economy by printing paper assets and developing severe budget deficits. In fact, is the lesson of the G20 that's the only way to move forward is to print those assets and to inject that money?
Temporarily. I mean, think of it as a tow truck that is trying to get us out of a ditch.
Interesting.
We can't rely on it forever, but we can rely on it for a year or two.
Well, the takeaway there is, at least for the time being, Ahmadinejad may be right. Liaquat Ahmed, the author of Lords of Finance, The Bankers Who Broke the World. That was great. Thanks, Liaquat.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.